T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We got Brandon Gulick on the line with us right now, beat reporter from Buckeyes Now for Sports Illustrated. As the Buckeyes, Ohio State has shut down their voluntary workouts across the board. Brandon, how are you?
I'm great. Bobby, Christian, thanks for having me on, guys. Good to have you along here tonight.
You bet. We don't have an idea as to how many or if there was positive tests. So what's the logic reason?
Well, unfortunately, nobody seems to know that information, because Ohio State has played this about as close to the vest as humanly possible. They have done this from the outset. They have flat out refused to give the number of positive cases because they think it could inadvertently identify specific kids, and they want to protect their medical privacy. And it's an interesting world we live in right now, because some universities are willing to give that information away in a press release and be very open about it, and Ohio State has chosen to keep it extremely tight-lipped. They put out, at least tonight, as a university, put out a statement basically saying, look, you know, it's not even just the football team, the men's and women's soccer teams, the volleyball team, men's and women's basketball, and field hockey have all been told that their voluntary workouts are ceased as well. There are some reports out there that they're only going to be suspended for a week, but I spoke with somebody at the university tonight who said that is not confirmed. So not entirely sure how long this is going to last, but certainly another ominous sign as college sports hope to come back into the fold here in the next month or so.
Brandon, down in Baton Rouge, LSU was facing a similar thing with, you know, a dozen or so maybe that were either positive for COVID-19, asymptomatic, or was exposed to the virus, and they linked a lot of them to a local watering hole. Do you think that's a factor up there in Ohio State?
Hard to know for sure, because the campus is basically empty. And as I understand it, all of the student athletes have, you know, they've been kind of told, look, we need you to try to be as contained as you can. There was a lot that was made about these Buckeye pledges that were signed, and some thought that it was more of a legal binding document, when really it was more of a, you know, hey, I'm a student athlete, I'm going to take myself and my health seriously, but I'm also going to take seriously the health of my community members. And so, you know, as much as I've been able to find out, it really hasn't been attributed to necessarily, you know, student athletes that are going out to bars and things. But, you know, not everything's documented. And is that possible? Sure, it's possible. But Ohio State, one of the ladies that runs the, I think it was the student affairs department, came out today. She put something on YouTube that basically told the student body at Ohio State in general, hey, if we can't get this under control, if you don't wear a mask, we can't come back on campus, whether or not this relates to sports. And so I think there's some legitimate fear that they may not even be able to come back on campus for classes in the fall. And Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, has said all along that everyone he has talked to around the country has been in consensus. If they can't have kids on campus, they can't really justify having, you know, sports come back in the fall. So it's hard to pinpoint one particular reason why these things are going on. But, boy, it kind of leaves you with a sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach.
Now, what is your take personally, or maybe if you have an opinion, or maybe Ohio State or the Big Ten, about we don't know, the Ivy League talking about playing spring football to suspend this season until the spring? I know Lincoln Riley, the Oklahoma Sooner, said he'd have no problem with that. I know down in these parts, they want to have football in the fall, that being the SEC. And my understanding is going to be a decision come mid-July, late July, going forward, what's going to come about. You know, right now, fans or no fans. But what is the mindset as far as the Big Ten or maybe Ohio State to playing spring football, not having a traditional season in the fall?
Well, I can tell you this. I don't think you're going to talk to a fan in the country that is an Ohio State fan that says, nah, I'd rather not play with Justin Fields as our quarterback. I think everybody wants to. Yeah, well, I'm sure you guys might be the exception. I think that, look, everybody wants to play, and the catastrophic consequences of not having a football season compounded on the cancellation of the basketball season, I mean, literally will wreck collegiate athletics. Stanford is the first Power 5 school to come out today and said they're cutting 11 varsity sports after the upcoming academic year. We're not talking about, you know, Middle Tennessee State who you know, tries to get a couple of money games here and there and fund their whole athletic department. We're talking about a Power 5 conference school. And I don't think they're going to be the only ones that deal with this. So as it pertains to the Buckeyes wanting to play, I know they want to play. Gene Smith, the athletic director, came out back in May and said under current social distancing and physical distancing guidelines, he thinks they can safely get 20,000 people in Ohio Stadium. If restrictions were to ever loosen, he thinks they could get 40,000 to 50,000 maybe. The stadium seats a little over 100. I think the upper echelon of that might be a little bit aggressive, but if they could distance people and get 20,000 people in the stadium, I'm sure they would try to find a way to do it. There's one really important thing, though, that I think fans don't recognize because you wouldn't know it unless you knew it. The March Madness basketball tournament is owned and controlled by the NCAA. The college football playoff is not. And so where the NCAA could come in and cancel the basketball tournament, they can't really do that with the football season because they don't own the playoffs. So that decision has to come at the conference level. And that doesn't mean that it wouldn't come, but the conferences are going to have to be the ones to kind of make those decisions, and they may do it in conjunction with each other. So keep your eye on that over the coming weeks.
Brandon Gulick, beat reporter for the Buckeyes Now and Sports Illustrated. Thanks for the time, man.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.